Dem Senator Carper, a lot of good news on economy. Plenty of stimulus and infrastructure, reconciliation bills. By Ian Hanchett on July 28, 2022. During an interview aired on Thursday's CNN Newsroom, Senator Tom Carper, DITA, stated that there is a lot of good news on the economy and that between the continued implementation of the infrastructure bill in the Democratic Reconciliation Package, there's plenty of stimulus to keep the economy moving. Co-host Jim Sciutto asked, "You've seen, I believe, that this morning, new economic statistics are out showing that the U.S. economy did shrink during the second quarter by just under 1%. That, by traditional definitions, would mean two consecutive quarters of negative growth, which means recession in minds of some, although, I know that other economists will look at a number of indicators. I just wonder, you speak to voters in your state all the time, is the U.S. in recession?" Carper responded, "I'm going to be speaking to a lot of them tonight. I'm going to go to the Delaware State Fair. And we're going to have a lot of good news to share with them. If you look at job creation numbers, we get those every month from the Department of Labor. Each of the last 3, 4, 5 months, we've seen something like 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 jobs created a month. And I think, on that front, we're doing just fine. And the infrastructure bill, which is still being implemented and the legislation that we're hopefully going to pass here in the next several days, there's plenty of stimulus to keep the economy moving. The difference here, though, is that it's paid for. We're not just adding it to the deficit. It's fully offset in ways that I think make a lot of sense." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.